This is Bob Carroll, creator of the Skeptic's Dictionary and the blog Unnatural Acts That Can Improve Your Thinking. Welcome to another episode of Unnatural Virtue. In this and future episodes, I'll be offering some brief comments on topics in critical thinking, skepticism, and science. Today's topic is pseudoscience. The term pseudoscience, like the expression woo-woo, is used as a pejorative to let readers or listeners know that you think something is nonsense, bogus, junk, codswallop, or masculine bovine scat. Maybe we should just let the quacks, cons, cranks, and lone geniuses call their stuff science, frontier science, alternative science, whatever they want. While those of us who consider ourselves consumer advocates for critical thinking and science focus on exposing false or improbable claims and useless or harmful products. Debunking a pseudoscience without labeling it pseudoscience, junk science, pathological science, or any other pejorative may have advantages. Such labels are a turnoff for many people and an invitation for others to challenge one to a game of find the line of demarcation between science and non-science and junk science. Also, by avoiding labels, we leave open the possibility that the lone genius with the new weird idea might really have found the key to cold fusion, dark matter, or perfect sex. In any case, when something is labeled pseudoscience, skeptics understand that we're talking about beliefs or procedures posing or masquerading as science. The masquerade can take many forms. Some involve the misuse of scientific methods and technology. Some involve the use of technical-sounding jargon to give the appearance of being based on science. Some treat ancient legends as historical facts and create their own alternative realities. The posers are a disparate lot. The jargon mongers are the easiest to identify. A rubber bracelet promises power and balance. How? Performance technology that uses holograms embedded with frequencies that can react positively with your body's natural energy field. A little gizmo called the quantum cell offers superior cell phone protection because it grounds your nervous system into the Earth's electromagnetic field. Natural resonance is restored. Even bottled water can be gussied up to sound like scientists have created a new technology. A product called Real Water claims that it is the only alkalized, antioxidant, negative ionized bottled water with cellular hydration. Wow, and that's not all. It's produced with Real Water's proprietary E2 electron energized technology. Many faux products sound silly and do little harm except empty your pocketbook, encourage magical thinking and superstition, and enhance scientific ignorance. Well, I guess that's a lot of damage, isn't it? Society benefits when skeptics challenge such claims as that fuel additives can realign gas molecules and magnets can realign blood cells, that cancer can be prevented or cured by supplements or herbs, that your diet should be determined by your blood type, that magic jewelry can give you power or prevent harm from radiation generated by Wi-Fi or cell phones, or that detoxification programs can rid you of poisons ingested daily in this polluted and corrupt world. It may seem like harmless fun when a group of adults, some of them police officers, stumble around in the dark looking for ghosts, but what kind of example are they setting? They're not doing real science. The electronic gizmos they have in their toolkits should be supplemented with some critical thinking and common sense. They never test various hypotheses to explain cold drafts or creaking noises. Real science doesn't set out to prove hypotheses, rather it tries to falsify them. At least the ghost chasers aren't likely to kill anyone as they pretend to be scientific investigators. The same can't be said for the long line of fellows who have sold dousing devices to law enforcement agencies and military forces to help them locate Viet Cong tunnels during the Vietnam War, stowaways, people buried in rubble, or bombs in cars. We know that some people have died because of bomb detectors that can't detect anything except gullible procurement officers. Some faux products, like the polygraph and the penile plethysmograph, are widely used with good intentions, but they are as likely to lead to injustice as to justice. True, these devices might scare a few people into confessing their crimes, but they've also falsely identified people as liars and child molesters. No field is more rife with useless technological devices than so-called alternative medicine. Few purveyors of useless medical devices can match William Nelson for chutzpah. He falsely claimed to hold 8 doctorates and referred to himself in promotional material as a world-renowned scientist. He sold bogus energy medicine machines with names like the EPFX and the Quantum XXroid Consciousness Interface. He also offered training for $20,000 to those who wanted to become quantum biofeedback practitioners. The father of all bogus energy medicine machines, Albert Abrams, who died in 1924, was a medical doctor. The American Medical Association called him the Dean of 20th Century Charlatans. Some of his more popular devices had names like the Dynamizer, the Biodynamometer, the Reflexophone, and the Omnipotent Oscilloclast, also known as the Black Box. The oscilloclast allegedly could diagnose disease from a drop of blood, and as a bonus, could determine the donor's religious affiliation. Many, I'm sorry to say, have followed Abrams' cue, and the number of bogus energy medicine devices has proliferated. How much money has been wasted on bogus medical machines is impossible to calculate, but we do know that the NIH has wasted more than $1.3 billion funding research on CAM, so-called complementary and alternative medicine. 20 years of research grants, and not a thing to show for it. That's not quite as bad as parapsychology, which has had over 150 years of research and nothing to show for it. ESP and psychokinesis researchers use sophisticated machinery and statistical methods, but so far, they've been able to convince only themselves that they found anything paranormal. Some abusers of science apply technology in misleading ways. Defenders of telepathy have used fMRIs to confirm telepathy. And Dr. Daniel Amen uses SPECT, single photon emission computed tomography, to show how vitamins and herbs prevent dementia. The fMRI can detect brain activity, but it's pure speculation that the colored blips that show up during the imaging process are caused by somebody else's thoughts. Amen's use of radioactive dyes required by SPECT seems questionable and dangerous in light of the paucity of evidence he provides for using it as a diagnostic tool. Well, that's it for this episode of Unnatural Virtue. Until next time, please commit some unnatural acts in public, and don't forget, skepticism, though unnatural, is a virtue. See my website, The Skeptic's Dictionary, for more information on such pseudosciences as ancient astronauts, astrology, the blood type diet, brain gym, creation science, consanguinity, Dianetics, ear candling, facilitated communication, the E-meter, Gerson therapy, graphology, homeopathy, intelligent design, morphic resonance, the Mozart effect, NLP, orgone energy, parapsychology, the parazapper, personology, physiognomy, plant perception, psychoanalysis, repressed memory therapy, rumpology, the synchrometer, zermatism.